Fierce clashes are underway between Iraqi forces and ISIL terrorists in the western Anbar province. Iraqi troops, backed by helicopters, are trying to recapture three villages on the edge of the city of Ramadi. Clashes in the region escalated after the ISIL seized control of Sajariya, Abu Ghanim, and Sufia villages. Reports from Sufia say that the ISIL has bombed the police station and has taken over a power plant. Meanwhile, the regional commander in Salahuddin province says that Iraqi troops, backed by volunteers, have started a large-scale operation to recapture areas beyond the city of Tikrit. Sadat Mutalibi is from the State of the Law Coalition, who joins us from Baghdad. Tell us what he thinks. Sadat Mutalibi, obviously, is still a great victory by the Iraqi forces. But, you know, it's really interesting how the U.S. President Barack Obama congratulated Iraq on this victory, and yet doesn't make any comments about this being emulated in Syria.
Yes, that is unusual. There was a slight mention about the defeat of ISIS in Iraq will result in a defeat of ISIS in the Middle East and Syria. But the whole idea is that, and I think until today, ISIS is still being used as a tool to implement certain political demands by the U.S. or certain ideas that the U.S. have in regard to the regional picture in the Middle East. The last visit, yesterday's visit of the Iraqi Prime Minister to Washington, to the States, I think will clear some of the points. I think we will see a new chapter in the battle against ISIS in Iraq and Syria, and also I think we will see a new chapter in Yemen also, where there is a new idea and understanding that problems are not solved by military means, and there is always requirement for a political solution to such areas as Syria and Yemen. So in regard to Iraq, I am confident that eventually there will be a victory by Iraq, but until now we have certain problems with certain areas in Iraq that are refusing the entry of the public mobilization, which have achieved tremendous victories in Tikrit and in Diyala.
So you talk about new chapters. I'm wondering, can you connect the dots for us or tell us what these new chapters are, such as when you talk about, well, I think you mentioned all three, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen.
Yes, in regard to what's happened in Washington, I think the White House communique and spokesperson have spoke about the positive relationship between Iraq and the United States and the common agreement between the two sides of finding political resolutions to problems in the Middle East. Without naming any countries, I was told that within the negotiations, certain countries were named within the closed negotiations. Also, there is now a clear understanding by the Americans why ISIS must be defeated in Iraq, and we expect a change in policy for certain countries in the Middle East, i.e. Turkey, Saudi, in regard to what is happening in Mosul. Also, I think there is a new program for expediting military hardware delivery to Iraq. I think that will take place also in soon. There was a meeting with the Prime Minister with the Iraqi pilots in the United States who are training for the F-16s. I think these F-16s will arrive to the area very soon and placed within Iraq to be able to conduct air sorties against ISIS within the requirement of the Iraqi Air Force.
Pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Sadat Mutalibi from the State of the Law Coalition from Baghdad. Thank you.